Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. One of the biggest challenges faced by biologists studying how embryos grow has been just finding a way to observe in utero development. Kevin Shakeshaf, professor of advanced drug delivery and tissue engineering at the University of Nottingham, explains the development of a substance that will lead to greatly improved observations.
Every person listening to this broadcast grew themselves from a single cell. This fact still amazes me every single day of my working life as we study how tissues form. The work of my team aims to develop new medical treatments for diseases and injuries that cannot be treated by current medicine. This field is called regenerative medicine, and when historians look back on our period of research, they will, I hope, recognize that now was the time that medicine changed once and for all. The profound nature of the change that could happen in the next few decades is best explained by an all too common example: a major heart attack. If you're unlucky enough to suffer a major heart attack, but lucky enough to survive, then you will have lost the function of a big section of your heart. The tissue, which normally beats every second of your life, permanently loses its strength. Drugs and lifestyle changes can help you cope, but never fully restore a functional heart. Now let's go back to you as an embryo. You grew a heart in a matter of weeks from a single cell. Can we learn from this process? We can study development in a range of animal embryo systems, but there is a technical problem. They don't grow in the lab for very long. This makes it virtually impossible to study the complexity of building tissues and organs. Our most recent work, published in Nature Communications, uses soft polymer materials to create a friendly environment for mouse embryos. Thanks to this environment, the embryos develop under our microscopes for just long enough to reveal new processes of tissue formation. In the future, this work can guide scientists, clinicians, and companies in the design of living medicines in which cells are injected into the body and tissues are recreated.
That was Kevin Shakeshaf of the University of Nottingham. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. I can't steal his heart.